Covering the crew all season long, it's Brewers Extra Innings. Now live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio in downtown Milwaukee at the Avenue, here is your host, Bob Brainerd.
Okay, maybe it's on me. I went to the ball game last night as a fan, Brewers and Braves, and they won that game. Fell behind, a couple of homers later, big inning, they win. Today I didn't go to the game, so maybe it's on me. But good news, I'm going to the game tomorrow afternoon as a fan as well, so a good chance we can take the series. Brewers and Braves will wrap it up tomorrow afternoon. Hi, it is Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this Tuesday evening as Milwaukee falls to the Atlanta Braves tonight, 5-1. Braves got 14 hits in the ballgame against Brewer pitching. Joe Ross, a long time since we've seen him on the hill, got the start tonight. That was good news. The bad news was Ross wasn't sharp, as you might expect. He had some issues trying to get through the first few innings, gave up four runs in the third, a single run in the fourth. That was more than enough, as the Brewers are only managed to get a run on six hits in this game against Bryce Elder, who didn't come in with anything to speak of, anything to get excited about numbers-wise, but Bryce Elder was very sharp, working all the way into the seventh inning. And when his manager came out to pull him in the seventh inning, he wasn't happy. He wanted to try to finish the seventh inning, maybe even go deeper. But they got the job done, and they even this best-of-three series now at a game apiece. Later on in the show, we're going to hear from Bally Sports Wisconsin's very own Craig Kishon. And I'm going to kick around the trade deadline with Craig, specifically with Milwaukee. Okay? We know that Milwaukee made three deals before the trade deadline. Nothing happened today. But the three deals that they made were all pitchers. They got two starters and a relievers. Aaron Civale, of course, came from Tampa Bay a while ago. And Frankie Montaz from Cincinnati, that deal was announced yesterday. He's expected to pitch not tomorrow, but in the Washington series this weekend in D.C. And then Nick Mears, who saw action yesterday and looked good in relief for Milwaukee, he came from the Colorado Rockies. So Milwaukee goes and gets three pitchers before the deadline deal, which was 5 p.m. Milwaukee time this afternoon or this evening or what have you. But no deals went down today. And if you were dialed into the Bally Sports Wisconsin broadcast, and Craig can elaborate on this as well, Matt Arnold, they talked to Matt Arnold about the trades that happened and the trades that didn't happen and what the thinking was for Milwaukee. And I guess maybe, and you can chime in on this on the TMJ Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Did the Brewers do enough, in your mind, going forward? Or did they do just enough, satisfying, in your eyes, as a baseball fan? Or what's your take? Were the three pitchers, was that enough? Did they address the needs there? Or, maybe more specifically, should they have gone out and got a bat? I think because of what happened with Christian Yelich going on the IL and not knowing the timetable if he comes back at all this season. We know that he wants to avoid surgery now, do it in the offseason, that he wants to rest and rehab and try to come back at some point, but that may or may not happen. Even if it does, it's going to be a while. We know the history with Christian Yelich and his back. So were you surprised that the Brewers didn't go out and get a bat or try to trade for a bat? And Matt Arnold did talk about this on the broadcast, on the TV broadcast, that there were inquiries made about trying to get a bat, but it just didn't happen. And I also did a poll. As soon as the trade deadline wrapped up at 5 p.m. Wisconsin time this evening, I took to social media, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and it's still there. If you want to vote, it's still there. I have received 113 votes on this poll. At Bob Brainerd is where you can find it. And what I posted was a simple question. Trade deadline comes and goes. How did Milwaukee do? And the three choices that were this are this, because you can still vote. More than enough, just enough, or not enough. Well, the results so far with 113 votes in, 73% of you that decided to chime in on my little X poll, if you will, said not enough. Said the Brewers didn't do not enough. Now, when you're saying not enough, that's what I'm guessing, because it's not specific enough on the poll, but I'm guessing that when you say the Brewers didn't do enough, if you're in that camp, that you know they got Savali, a starter, you know they got Montaz coming, who's a starter, and they got Mears, who can help in the bullpen. But if you're saying, if you're voting and saying Milwaukee didn't do enough or not enough, then that's probably why you're leaning that way, because they didn't go out and add to the offense. Matt Arnold talked about it on the broadcast, saying he likes the young hitters. He likes what he has currently on the team, what he has in the pipeline. So they're going to stand pat at that point. Doesn't mean they can't go out and get somebody. Remember when they got Josh Donaldson after the fact? So you can still make some moves, but they didn't go and trade for an established bat that you know would be able to plug and play, especially maybe an outfielder, because they lost Christian Yelich for an undetermined amount of time. Okay, so not enough in the poll, 73%. Just enough, so you're satisfied if you voted just enough with Savali, Mears, and Montaz, 24%. And more than enough, only 4%. So only, heck, out of 113 votes, 4%. I mean, there's some math involved there, but that's only a couple, only a handful. Okay? That said, the Brewers did more than enough in trading for those three bodies that I mentioned. So interesting to see what the temperature was at the trade deadline, when everybody that is a baseball fan today was all over social media, constantly refreshing, going over and over to see what their team did. You may have heard Josh on the postgame show prior to Brewers Extra Innings talk about the big winners, perhaps, were the Los Angeles Dodgers. Baltimore Orioles made a lot of moves. Even the Pittsburgh Pirates. And if you're a Brewer fan, I think the two teams in the National League that we just mentioned, that Josh mentioned, Pirates and especially the Dodgers, that's what concerns you, is these are, when it comes to Pittsburgh, this is a team that will be breathing down your neck, perhaps. And so they decide that they are close enough that they want to make a run. And we have seen in the past where Pittsburgh doesn't do anything. They stand pat and they don't want to spend the money. Well, they feel like they have some bodies currently hovering around that 500 mark, and they want to make a chase. So they've made some moves to try to make a chase, not only on the Brewers, but perhaps the wild card. And then the Dodgers, of course, being the Dodgers, making all the flurry of moves, the big name moves when it came prior to the trade deadline. You're concerned about that because, okay, if the Brewers, they stand pat with what they got offensively, fine. Are they able to win the division? Perhaps. Probably. Okay? But now you get to the postseason, and you're looking at teams that have fortified themselves. If the Pirates get in as a wild card, maybe you're facing them along the line in the postseason. And so the Pirates are not only trying to get there, but they're trying to fortify that once they do get there, they have some bodies, they have some arsenal, they have some more weapons in the postseason. The Dodgers, of course, have some weapons going, but they've lost some bodies, and they've been dealing with some injuries. Freddie Freeman's out with some family issues. So they fortify themselves. So when you look at these trades, a lot of times it's not just about trying to get to the postseason. The Dodgers are going to be in. The Brewers are probably going to be in. Pittsburgh is trying to get in, but if they do get in, okay, they feel like they have a better lineup. They have a better offense, and they've got some more arms. They went and got Beeks from the Colorado Rockies. So it's kind of twofold. You got to look at this for the postseason as well. What are these teams doing to not only try to get there, but once they're there, be a team that other teams have to be concerned about? And the Dodgers would definitely be one. You'd be concerned about them even before the trades they made. And the Pittsburgh Pirates now, if they do get in, you have to worry about that. So if you're somebody that's in the camp that went on my poll and voted and said Milwaukee didn't do enough, and that was almost 3/4 of you, of the 113 that voted, then you're concerned because, okay, the Brewers and Matt Arnold and Pat Murphy, they like what they got. And they should like what they have, because what they have has gotten them to this point so far, and in this division, which is not good, they should be able to still win the division unless everything caves in the next 2 months. So you want to show confidence in your guys, but Are they going to have enough? And I'm not saying to get there. Are they going to have enough once they get there in the postseason? So we will discuss more of that on the program. We'll hear more from Pat Murphy later on, not only about this game, but about the trade deadline and about his thoughts going forward. We're going to hear from Craig Kishon as well, and I want to hear what Craig's take is on my poll and what Matt Arnold said during the broadcast on Bally Sports Wisconsin, because it was a day where a lot of Brewer fans were hopeful there would be some more moves, and there were none made today. So the three arms, either already here or, in the case of Montez, on their way. We've got more of the show coming up, but with a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association member, FDIC. More of Brewer's Extra Innings on a Tuesday night when we return.
This is Brewer's Extra Innings.
The Braves are a winner at American Family Field this evening by the final score of 5-1. They even the best of three series at a game apiece. Tomorrow afternoon is the rubber match between the Brewers and the Braves. Joining us now on Brewer's Extra Innings, Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this Tuesday evening. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin's Craig Kishon. Craig, it was all the humidity you could eat at the ballpark, wasn't it? Was it a little gamey in there?
It was. I like to call a night like this in your face because there's no breeze. It's you know, late afternoon and evening where you just stand there and do nothing and sweat's rolling down your back, you know, and it's just one of those nights.
Well,
but I will say this, every single player that plays this game loves this weather.
Yeah.
And so I say I love covering this beautiful game that you play from an air-conditioned press box, please.
Yeah, if you're a ball player, if you're out there and you're not in the air-conditioned press box, it's easy to get warm quickly on nights like that. And Bryce Elder, I mean, you got to give him credit, Craig. I mean, you looked at his numbers coming in, you said, okay, this is one for the taking. But he really stepped up tonight, and when they took him out in the seventh inning, he didn't want to leave then. He was in such a groove.
Well, and I don't think anybody really expected this, but here's the thing. You know, he's really struggled this year. I'm sure you've talked about that already. 1-4, a 6.35. But this guy was an all-star last year for a reason, and he's in the Braves organization. He's been at AAA now for some time, and they called him up, you know, to specifically pitch here in this game. And obviously, he's figured out a few things. And, you know, I think we found out on this homestand for maybe at least the third game, if not the fourth game now, that you can't look at any numbers and take anybody lightly. I mean, we all know what happened with Miami coming in here. They really took it to Brewer pitching in the first two games of the series, and the Brewers, you know, played really, really well Sunday, and they had to get the victory there because Miami still put pressure on. Now you get into this game, and it was all about Atlanta pitching. And Elder did a great job. I mean, what did he end up with here? Seven strikeouts. Now, four of those were on Jake Bowers.
Right.
So that was a tough night for Bowers here tonight. But, you know, he had the slider going, his changeup going, his sinker going. He mixed everything up really, really well. And, you know, it put the Brewers on their side. I mean, six hits, two walks, only eight base runners. Atlanta had 18 base runners here today. So definitely, got to give all the credit, though, to Elders for sure.
Yeah. Flip side for Milwaukee, the good news, you get Joe Ross back and he takes the hill and he starts. That is the good news. I think, Craig, the results were predictable. You know, you're a little rusty. They didn't want to have the quick hook, the quick leash on him and get him out of there. But yeah, I think that's the best way to put it. You know, he looked like somebody who hasn't pitched in a competitive situation for months, and so he was trying to navigate through it in, you know, those first few innings, and that four-run inning, that really hurt him right there. So I think Ross can get better, but tonight he kind of looked the part of a guy who hasn't been out there for a while.
Well, you know, he's been rehabbing for a long time, and, you know, his last couple of starts in the minors at AAA. You know, he had his five up and, you know, five down. So, I mean, he was in that 80-90 pitch count range. So I think this one, though, kind of resembled a little bit of what we saw up and down before his injury early this year in April and early May. He did a nice job getting through the first inning, gave up a one-out single, then a strikeout, and then gets the final out to end the inning on a flyout. And then in the second, a quick 1-2-3 inning, gets the first out to open up the third, a called strike three, and then it's single, double, single, single, walk. And all of a sudden you look and it's like, okay, you get a strikeout. That's great. And then a two RBI single on a two out, two strike pitch. I mean, those are absolute backbreakers. So, you know, the bottom line is what pitchers struggle with when they're in a situation where your pitch counts are running high in one inning and there's a lot of traffic on the bases. How do you get that final out? And, you know, when you're strike away, and then you give up such a big single because it does score two runs. I mean, that was an absolute backbreaker by Rosario. So that was tough for Ross for sure. I thought his mixed results really were pretty much kind of what we've seen a little bit of him. I mean, mm-hmm. This is still a guy that's trying to battle back, you know, from not pitching, you know, when the Brewers signed him. They kind of took a flyer on him. Is this guy going to work out or not? And I'll be honest with you, we're at the end of July and they have technically six starting pitchers on the staff here right now. And I don't think he can afford to have too many more of these. Let's just put it that way.
No, and that's perfect, Craig, because I want to dovetail right into that. So at the trade deadline, I was talking earlier about the three deals that Milwaukee made. They were all for pitchers, and you have two new starting pitchers coming in Savali, or already here in the case of Savali, and Montez, who's going to pitch in the upcoming National Series in Washington, D.C. So as far as starting pitchers, you've kind of have what you're going to lean on for the next couple months and into the postseason. So Savali's going to be one of your guys. Montez is going to be one of your guys. Joe Ross right now is one of your guys. Peralta, who will pitch tomorrow, certainly one of your guys. Colin Ray is one of your guys. That's five. When DL Hall's ready, you could plug him in if one of them slips, okay? But again, he's going to have to ramp up. Bottom line here, Craig, all the names that I mentioned are going to have to step up. They're going to have to be, I don't want to say better pitchers than they are, but they have to be consistent, and they have to give you some innings so you don't burn out the bullpen in the next couple innings. Because, again, you can mix and match the six names that I just mentioned, but there's not a whole lot of guys that you can say, well, we'll just go get this guy from AAA. This is it. It's find five guys of these six for the next 2 months.
Well, I think the bottom line is the word you mentioned, consistency. I don't know, to be honest with you, how much more any of these guys can step up, because I think we know who each one of these pitchers are right now. Most of them have been around long enough, and the acquisition of Montes yesterday, we know who he is, even though he hasn't pitched for the Brewers yet. They wouldn't have gone out and gotten him if they didn't expect some good things with him. But I think consistency is by far the key. And I'm telling you right now, it all starts tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon when Freddy Peralta goes out there, because we know what his ability is to pitch really, really well. Unfortunately, it has been too much inconsistency in a variety of ways. High pitch count, trying to be, you know, too perfect at times when it's not needed to be. You know, he can have a six shutout innings one game and then the next, you know, give up five walks and a couple of home runs and only pitch five innings like he did in the last game. You can't do that no matter who you are. So pitch to the best of your ability and be who you are. And that's got to be on the consistent route. You just have to be consistent. The walks have to go down, the two strike, two out hits, the key situations. You got to find a way to get that final out. So they have work to do, but this is a working group. I mean, I'm not expecting somebody to step up and be Cy Young in August and September. I don't know if that's really a possibility, and I'm not sure anybody's looking for any of these guys to do it. I just think they need to understand their role, and I think they do, but more importantly, they need to be consistent and be who they are.
He is Craig Kishon from Bally Sports Wisconsin. More from Craig as we're going to talk trade deadline and the acquisitions the Brewers made and perhaps didn't make as well. For a limited time, Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical offering $10 off an AC tune-up or $10 off an HVAC, plumbing, or electrical service call. At Sider, your home comfort is top priority. Visit Sider.com today. That's Sider.com. More of Brewers Extra Innings when we return.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
Atlanta takes care of Milwaukee tonight at American Family Field. 5-1 the final score. Bob Raynard in for Dom on this Tuesday evening on Brewers Extra Innings, joined by Bally Sports Wisconsin's Craig Kishon. So, Mr. Craig, I waited till the trade deadline came and went at 5 p.m. today. Then I went on the... Remember Twitter? Remember when they called it Twitter? Remember that?
I still call it Twitter.
I do too. So I went on X or whatever you call it, and I ran a little poll. And it said, trade deadline comes and goes. How did Milwaukee do? I wanted to take the temperature, take the pulse of the fans. Got 117 votes on this. Good poll. 72% said not enough. Said the Brewers did not do enough. 25% said just enough, the three pitchers that we mentioned, Savale, Mears, and Montes. And only 3% said they did more than enough. If you actually went to my Twitter poll and actually cast a vote, what say you? More than enough, just enough, not enough?
I would say just enough because, you know, I know their situation. I mean, I don't think that they're in a position here right now where they want to, you know, give up a lot for, let's just say, a guy like Jack Flaherty. I would love to have had him here. He would have been a rental. But I think the days are gone of getting a rental for something relatively cheap or maybe just one player. I don't know what the Dodgers gave up because I don't know where the Dodgers get all of the players that they do that are stuffed into their minor league system,
right?
Highly rated, and they constantly trade away. It's just stunning to me. But I mean, the Brewers are just not in a position for that. So I'll go with just enough because here's the thing: I know this much: the three pitchers that the Brewers got in the month of July, all to help this team the rest of the way, Aaron Civale, Nick Mears, and Frankie Montes are guys that this team wanted. They targeted. Were they number one targets? I don't know that, but they were highly targeted, and they were scouted, and they were talked about. A lot goes into this, and so does character. You know, past winning. You got some veterans here. You got a guy in Mears with a lot of ability that's never played on a winning team. So every time they make an acquisition, usually they do it figuring, especially with pitching, that they can make them into Brewer pitchers, that, you know, the defense behind them is as strong as any team in baseball. And this park is not necessarily the big home run park that it used to be. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. So just knowing what I know, I will say, you know, just enough. I don't, you know,
okay.
That's where I would go.
Yeah, yeah. So what I said, Craig, and there's no specifics in this poll, obviously, but my guess is that if a fan goes here and says not enough, if they cast their ballot for not enough, they're saying that because Milwaukee didn't go and get a bat. Because and we know on your broadcast tonight, Matt Arnold talked about it with the guys in the booth, that they looked into getting some offense to add to this Brewer team. Matt Arnold does like the guys that he has, but that doesn't mean that he liked them so much that he just said, okay, I'm not going to explore getting some more offense. But when a Brewer fan says that, when they say the Brewers didn't do enough before the trade deadline, my guess is, Craig, that it's because they wanted some offense. They wanted Milwaukee to make a move to get another bat or two into this dugout.
Well, that could very well be, you know, and part of my, you know, thinking on this too, Bob, when we were approaching the trade deadline here in the last week or so, and especially when Yelich went down, you know, I was curious to see, you know, what the club's thought on their offense was. But let's face it, look what we saw the last 2 days offensively. Granted, there was that little stretch of five games where they didn't score a ton. They scored a ton at Minnesota. They came out, you know, really well out of the All-Star break. So, I mean, this team is doing really well in all three phases of the game here right now. They would not have this big lead in the division if they didn't. So, adding another bat, yeah, sometimes that's easier said than done. And then what bat is it that you need? Because the bat's got to play a position. Mm-hmm. And they've got this team is so interchangeable. You don't have one DH. You don't necessarily have, you know, a certain guy in any of the outfield positions. They're all interchangeable as well at this point. Same over at first base. That's kind of a platoon over there as well. So I hear you, but I'm not sure what kind of bat they go get and what they give up to get that bat and where that bat plays.
I agree. I'm just telling what the poll says, what the people are saying.
It was a good idea. No, I saw it, but you know, I wanted the 117 people to vote. So,
and they did,
because I know 116 aren't probably listening to the show right now. So I appreciate that too.
Yes, we appreciate all the fans at 10:37 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Final thoughts, Craig, before we cut you loose because you got an afternoon tilt tomorrow at American Family Field. How do you feel about this? This sounds like the cliche, you know, how do you feel, you know, if you were a tree, but how do you feel? This is the team, like we said about the pitching staff going forward, that these are the starters. We know what the bullpen's going to look like. Maybe you can add some pieces, some minor pieces, even after the trade deadline. But for all practical purposes, this is going to be it for the next couple months. Forget about the next couple months. Let's assume Milwaukee wins the division because they've put themselves in a great position to do just that in a division that wants to hand it to them. You feel good about this team in the postseason when we get there in October? I think they're fine as far as winning the division. I think they've got the team to continue to do what they're doing. What about the postseason? What say you?
Well, I mean, if we're jumping ahead to the postseason, I guess I'll just go by how I've been feeling about this team all season long. I think offensively, this team is way ahead and right where they should be from where they've been in the last several postseasons. I mean, let's face it, the offense in the last several postseasons has been AWOL for the most part. Now, part of that is who they're matched up with. I get all that. I'm not, you know, stomping my feet mad here. I'm just saying, I think with the new regime and the younger players and the speed that they have and guys who can put the ball in play, I just think this offense is taking a huge step from what it was not just a year ago, but the last several years. And part of that's the manager. I think Pat Murphy is
agreed.
Definitely wants his team to go, man. I mean, he knows what kind of talent he has, and I think he does a really good job of using it to the best of their abilities. So that to me is huge. It's such a key because you have to score runs. You can't lose 1-0 and 2-1 and be down, you know, no score in the eighth inning in some of these playoff games and end up losing heartbreakers like this. I think they're going to be in a better position offensively. So I think, you know, if and when they get there, I definitely like their chances because I really feel like if they get there as well and if they've continued to play like they have the last 4 months over the next two, you know, pitching wise and they figure it out with some of these, you know, new guys and bring some of the injured guys back and whatever the case may be. And if you get Yelich back, I mean, no, those are all huge things. There's so much left of the next 2 months. Just how this team is going to develop and come together compared to what we've seen. This is the fun ride's about to begin. It really is. And the other thing too, Bob, that I'm going to throw out there, getting to the postseason is not going to be like it has been the last 4 months. I am telling you, their schedule is tough. It's the toughest part of their schedules coming in the last 2 months, and it is not going to be easy. And if they win those challenges, they will be the elite team or one of the top two elite teams potentially in the National League.
Yeah, good point, Craig. You've got the likes of the Dodgers coming up in August. You've got another West Coast trip you have to deal with. You got the Phillies on your schedule. You've got the Guardians, who are in first place over in the American League Central Division. You got to go to Atlanta next week. You're right. This schedule, I mean, you talk about the next 2 months. Maybe it's not the slam dunk we all think that they're going to win this division because of this very difficult schedule. They try to wrap things up with the Braves tomorrow by taking the series in an afternoon affair. You can catch it on WTMJ Radio, but you can also watch it with Craig Kishon and company on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Craig, as always, good to talk with you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
When we come back in Brewers Extra Innings, we will hear from the skipper, Pat Murphy.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
And this is Bob Brainerd in for Dom on a Tuesday evening. Brewers fall to the Atlanta Braves tonight, 5-1 the final score. So after Milwaukee wins on Monday night, the Braves have turned the favor on Tuesday evening. Here's skipper Pat Murphy chatting with the local scribes after the ballgame.
I saw a lot of good things, too. You know, the ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. That was a good feeling. You know, I saw a couple 96s, I think, and ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them and shot the ball the other way. Really nice approach. Yeah, these are, you know, all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way, and kind of had a definite plan against them. So then we had a ball get down the line, and then, you know, just good execution on their half. I thought Joe threw the ball good. Would have liked to seen him, you know, his off speed be a little better down through it, maybe get a swing and miss there. But I saw a lot of good things. And he sucked it up like a pro and gave us five innings to save us.
I know it's sort of a staple. Pitchers is the second time through. It's not going to be as good as the first time most of the time. Do you see anything with him that, like, that second time through, they're just putting better swings on him?
Yeah, I thought they had a good approach, like I said, and I don't think he had that. He didn't have an out pitch tonight, you know, a ball to make his to have to honor swing and miss going down. It kind of stayed on the same plane, you know, so he had this and this, so there's not that punch out you'd like you saw in the first two innings. So, but yeah, that's something. I mean, every pitcher, right? Like, you get more information, you got to be able to have different things. Boy, I pull for this kid, man. He's been through a lot, injuries and everything else, and he's a great competitor, and man, he looked great the first two innings. I think you guys can agree that was impressive.
Just kind of on that note of the second time through thing, is it a little bit different for him sometimes because he's maybe not like some other guys on the staff who maybe have 5-6 different pitches that they go to, and kind of if you don't have one that's working, you don't have as many options to dip into?
Yeah, you're it's accurate. I think that's accurate. But he's made a living being really, really good at, you know, either being at the top of the zone constantly or being low and having that pitch down below the zone. And that didn't happen tonight. But like I said, there was a lot of great things.
Pat, what made Elder so tough tonight in the offense there?
It was great. You know, he attacked the zone for one. And did he walk anybody? Two, maybe?
One.
Walked one? Who did he walk? He walked one. Did he walk Hoskins? Yeah, he did.
Jackson.
Oh, he walked Jackson Churio, or was that somebody else?
He walked Jackson.
Churio.
Oh, he walked Churio.
Hawkins scored in the seventh.
Yeah. But that was Elder?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they brought in Winter. Yeah, okay. So sure enough, no, the guy was he had that sinker, and he had a really good changeup. And the slider wasn't as good, but it was effective at times. I thought he attacked the zone. He worked quickly. He's throwing the ball at like 10, 9 seconds left on the clock. He got the ball, poof, went. It's kind of a funky delivery. Pitched well against us last year, too, if you remember. He was excellent. He was outstanding. And they swung the bat. I mean, they were impressive swinging the bat. So
we talked a lot just about ball strike for the hitters. You guys chased, it was roughly about a third of the pitches you saw out of the zone tonight. Do you feel like you kind of got away from just the good ball?
No, I don't think we got away from it. I think his stuff was such that it was either sinking a lot, coming back, and then the ball in the inner half was sinking a little bit more, and we chased that one. Changeup was a really good pitch out of a kind of a funky spot. He's over the top, but it's kind of a short arm funky spot. And I think the credit goes to him. You know, I didn't like how much we chased, but I had to chalk it up to, how good he was.
That's Brewer manager Pat Murphy. Obviously a lot of discussion this evening on pitching. Joe Ross making his long-awaited start after rehabbing for months, finally making a start back here in the closing moments of the month of July. And, of course, Bryce Elder, who didn't have impressive numbers but was very impressive tonight, pitching all the way into the seventh inning and leading the Braves, who won it 5-1. When we come back, a compact version of the highlights of this one from American Family Field on Brewer's Extra Innings.
Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get up!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Bob Brainerd.
Well, if you think I'm going to play a bunch of Atlanta Brave highlights, you're wrong. I know they were in Milwaukee at one time, but they're not here anymore. Atlanta got all they really needed in the third inning. They sent 9 men to the plate, producing 4 runs off of Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross. And then in the fourth, it's another Braves highlight, but we got to give some love. It's a local kid.
Brewers trying to clinch a series win. 1-1. Lifted deep in the left field, backing up Chorio all the way back onto the track. Looks up, it is gone. Jared Kelnick brings many Waukesha natives to their feet. It's like a Brewer just hit a home run with this ovation for the local kid.
Yeah, the local kid went 2-for-3 and hit that home run. Walked twice as well, so Kelnick made it 5-0. Brewers, though, spoiled the Bryce Elder and Atlanta Brave pitching shutout this evening in the seventh inning. Gary Sanchez pinch hitting.
The 1-1 coming. Swinging a ground ball left side. That's through for a base hit. Coming around third is Chorio. He will score the Brewers' first run of the game. No throw from Rosario. That's the first hit since before he went onto the injured list for Gary Sanchez. It's a pinch hit RBI single.
So a good sign there for 99 to get the pinch hit RBI single, but Milwaukee only had 6 base hits in this ballgame, and that single run, they fall to the Braves by the final score of 5-1. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, some of your texts and a review of my little Twitter/X poll on the Brewers trade deadline moves. Back to wrap up Brewers Extra Innings on this Tuesday night as Atlanta wins 5-1 at American Family Field. Couple of texts that came in. Positively KS, being positive. It should be mentioned that the Brewers actually did like 5 deadline moves, more or less. He's counting Dallas Keuchel, Savale, Montez, and Mears, of course, that were traded, and then adding Devin Williams, who just came off the injured list. So it's kind of like, you know, you're getting your bullpen ace back, so I guess so. He also says, I'm thrilled they didn't mess with any of the position players, just weren't all that many needs, if I'm being honest. And then he goes on to say, being positively KS, he says, I also love the message it sends to the young position players by not adding a bat. We believe in you. Let's go. It instills confidence, keeps the amazing clubhouse vibe intact. Yes. So when I did the poll, the ending of the trade deadline, I asked their fans, I asked our listeners, the trade deadline comes and goes, how did Milwaukee do? 117 of you voted, and 72% of you said not enough. 25% of you said just enough, and only 3% said more than enough as far as the Brewers were concerned, as far as trading players, prior to the deadline. Didn't make any moves today. The deadline was 5 p.m. Wisconsin time. Didn't make any moves up until 5 p.m., but of course, the moves they made prior to getting Savali, Mears, and Montez, two starting pitchers, and a reliever in the bullpen. And yes, Devin Williams is back because they need him with Trevor Megill currently on the IL. Okay, looking ahead. Afternoon affair at American Family Field tomorrow. 12:35 is the pregame on the Brewers Radio Network across the state. And 1:10 is the first pitch. Brewers and Braves in the rubber match. It'll be Chris Sale. What a year he is having. An all-star season. 13-3, an ERA of 2.68, and 149 strikeouts. It's the Chris Sale of old. And Freddie Peralta, you heard Craig Kishon with us earlier on the show tonight talking on how Freddie Peralta needs to be a more consistent starting pitcher in these next 2 months. Here is a great challenge tomorrow afternoon in Milwaukee to do just that and establish getting some more consistency. Freddie with a record of 6-6, an ERA of 3.94, and 142 strikeouts. That is the pitching matchup tomorrow afternoon. Again, 1:10 is the first pitch. 12:35 is the pregame show here on 620 WTMJ and the Brewers Radio Network. That'll do it for me on this Tuesday evening. Bob Brainerd in for Dom. Evan's been pushing all the right buttons all evening long here in the studio. I want to thank Craig Kishon from Bally Sports Wisconsin for joining the show as well today. You've been listening to Brewers Extra Innings. Good night, Brewer fans.